This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. More than 30 workers have been killed by police at a platinum mine in South Africa. The workers, some of whom were armed, were staging what police said was an illegal strike. For the latest, let's bring in reporter Gretchen Wilson, who is in Johannesburg. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy.
Well, first of all, bring us up to date on what has happened in this mine.
Yes, this is really a national tragedy. South Africa's police minister says that now 35 people at least were killed in the shootout between police and illegally striking miners in Rustenburg, which is outside of Johannesburg. This is a huge story here, and it's the worst death toll by police since apartheid ended in 1994. So the entire country is really looking to this mine and wondering what exactly happened.
And why were these strikers striking in the first place?
Well, the strike began last Friday when rock drill operators put their tools down and they said they were demanding an increase of about $1,000 a month. That's really twice what they've been making. The bosses responded to their demands by saying that they weren't willing to negotiate until the end of their two-year contract. And that's when workers basically walked out of the job and sat down and have been basically camped out on a mountaintop with machetes and clubs for the last week.
And Gretchen, give us the economic context here. How important is the platinum industry there in South Africa?
Platinum is huge here. It makes South Africa the biggest economy in Africa. But platinum prices have been falling. And platinum producers say that it's not as easy and not as profitable to take platinum out of the ground. This particular company reported earnings of $1.9 billion last year. But it's not really clear what's going to happen in the future, especially with this strike action. One analyst I spoke to says this is actually part of a bigger story, that this is about the ruling party, the African National Congress's growing alliance with big business. And he says it's also a symptom of the decline of the labor movement. The biggest labor federation here has been closely aligned with the African National Congress, but it seems as if that striking workers might down their tools a bit more often if the labor movement doesn't seem to truly reflect their needs.
Reporter Gretchen Wilson in Johannesburg, thanks a lot.
Thank you.